Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon out there in Blog Talk Radio land. God bless each and every one of you. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dumas, and I'm coming to you live tonight from San Antonio, Texas. And I'd like to say welcome one, welcome all. God bless you all. I pray that everyone has enjoyed their day today and that you were able to get something accomplished today, whatever goals that you set. We talk about setting goals, not just going day by day, but actually setting goals and reaching out to accomplish those goals daily. And it may be just a step here and a step there, but as long as you keep on moving, believe me, you will make a difference. If you look back on your pathway, you'll see what God is doing for you and how he's helping you. And all you have to do, my sisters and my brothers, is continue to move. Continue to look for the goodness of something. Whatever your situation is, whatever that issue may be, continue to move towards that. Work on it daily. Set some time aside. Now, you know, we've been talking about trying to spend more time in the Word with our Father. Just talking to the one that we talk about so much. Amen? We talk about the Lord in a lot of ways, but we want to actually talk to him, okay? So we want to be able to spend more time with the Lord. Amen? Amen. So we're going to start our broadcast tonight. I do see the caller in the 505-7285. God bless you. So we're going to go ahead and just start the broadcast tonight with our prayer and then with our scripture, and then I just want to talk about it. It's just that simple. I just want to talk about it. I tell you what, I'm going to open up the chat room. And so while I'm conversating here, if you want to call in, I will take a few calls. However, the chat room is open to all. So if you're logged into the Blog Talk, you can go to Evangelist Vaughn Dumas and check out the chat, and you can correspond with me throughout the chat as we go through the broadcast tonight, okay? Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one who's able to do all things, the one, dear Father, the creator of our minds and our spirits, and we just dedicate ourselves back to you. All that I say tonight, I dedicate it back to you. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I thank you for bringing me up this morning. I thank you, Jesus, that I was able to clothe myself, that I was in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my family near and far, and I really thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. You've just been so good. And now may I decrease, and I invite you to increase, and just open up our minds, open up our hearts. Show us what it is that you would have us learn tonight from your word. And your darling son, we just pray and we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, where two or three is here, he's always here. He's right there in the midst. Get your praise and shoes on. Have you been worshiped today? Wherever you were at, did you slide away in that bathroom at work? Did you slip away and just tilt your head down at your desk for a moment and just say, God, I'm here with you? Did you just play that song in your mind as you're driving in your car saying, God, this is my worship. This is my praise to you. Amen. Well, let's just continue right on there from where you were at. Amen. We're going to do our scripture tonight coming from the book of Acts, and it's just going to be a short one but a powerful. You know, that's where God's word is for it. It's sweet. Amen. Four is where we're coming from today. We're coming from Acts 4, and we're going to read 8 through 12. Let's read, shall we? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become capstone. Verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. time, shall we? He said, salvation is found in no one else, but there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister, are you on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Could you introduce yourself to me, please?
Yes, I'm Sister Dina Munoz, and I work with you, and I was so blessed today because in between calls, I had to fight back the tears because I was humming a couple of songs, and then I just felt this presence on me, and I had to fight back the tears because just meditating on the Lord, I can get in His presence immediately, but because I was called a call, I didn't even get to share that with you during the day, but it was meant for tonight. I just like sense His presence, and I just that quickly I can get into Him because I can just start thinking about all His goodness, like you mentioned earlier.
Oh, He's so worthy,
blessed.
So worthy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's just so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. You know, today as we just talked. Just to broadcast also, Sister Dina has also been called into the ministry. So praise the Lord for her and her husband, Henry, as they are doing the work for the Lord. And just awesome, just what God is doing. I just invite you to just continue to work hard and just stand back and watch what God is going to do and how He's going to lead you and take you. And it may not be what you're thinking right now, the direction He's going to take you, but let Him just have His way in your life, and you'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, Sister, tonight we were just talking about that He is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah that He is risen. You know?
Amen.
You know, let's start a little bit, and then we're just going to let you jump in and just pick it up and tell me your thoughts on any parts of it, okay? You know, just thinking about, you know, in today's world, there's almost no place more solemn than a graveyard. You know, nothing's going on in the graveyard. Nobody's talking. Nobody's walking around but, you know, the squirrels and maybe the caretakers. But over 2,000 years ago, I come to remind each and every person that the most exciting thing that ever happened in the history of the world happened in a graveyard by a tomb. And that's right. I'm talking about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the Son of God. I'm talking about that He is risen. You know, this Easter thing that we so get into right now, we wouldn't be eating the chocolate eggs and, you know, buying our white shoes and all of our Easter frocks if it hadn't been for that empty tomb. If it hadn't been for that empty tomb. You know, our holiday began in a graveyard with a stone that was rolled away. A holiday that we say is Easter, it began with an angel who spoke a message. He spoke a message to a woman that was just like you and I. She had problems in her life. As a matter of fact, she was a former prostitute. And that angel spoke to her. And, you know, running down as she was going down this dirt path, he told her, He is risen. He is risen. You know what Jesus said he did, and that's one of the things I just love about him, Dana. What he said he was going to do, he did. His word has always been fulfilled. You know, Jesus told his father, he said, I'll be back. Way before Arno even, you know, cloned that word, Jesus said, I'll be back. I'm coming back. You know, he warned them. They may kill his body, but I'll rise again. I'll be back in 3 days. Even though they had followed beside him, it was still hard for their minds to wrap around the fact that he would be back. You know, of course, nobody really believed him. And even when Mary Magdalene and even some of her friends visited the graveside of Jesus, they didn't go there with the expectation that he was no longer there. You know, they went there to cry, you know, well, on his body with the spices or just care for his body. But they didn't really go there believing he's not there. Now I ask us, as we begin our discussion tonight, can you picture yourself in this scene? You're Mary. Picture that you're going to the gravesite of Jesus. You know, 3 days ago, you had just witnessed the cruel death of Jesus Christ by crucifixion. Are you going with me in your minds? Are you picturing this? You're Mary now. Mm-hmm. You just witnessed this cruel death 3 days ago. A man who knew, you know, you knew this was the Son of God, and you just saw how he was spit upon. You saw how he was beat. You saw how he was lied upon 3 days ago, the Son of God. Now you're Mary, and you're looking at this situation. Let yourself go there. You just saw him beaten. You just saw him cry out. You saw his body bruised and swollen and broken. And yet you hear him still utter words of forgiveness. Words of forgiveness for the same one who killed him. Words of forgiveness. You know, as Christians, we say we're Christ-like. We got to walk like him. We got to also talk like him. We got to get our mindset in a thing that we have to be forgiving. We got to be not so quick to accuse and abuse and bring out all of the faults, because he didn't take out the time and start telling each and every one of them everything about them, all the faults that they had in his life. And he knew all, so he could have. But he didn't waste time saying, look at her over there, what she's been doing in her life. Mary Magdalene, look at all the demons I had to remove from you. He didn't remind her of that. He didn't say, you over there, you were adulterous. He said, he didn't say, you over there, you've been robbing, you've been doing this. He said, but he came to him for forgiveness. He said, Father, my Father, forgive them, for they know not mm-hmm. what they do. So who am I if I'm Sister Christian? If I can't do the same, is it easy? No, it wasn't easy, the cross that he had to carry. No, it wasn't. You know, he could have come down, but he didn't. Just for me, just for your salvation. He stayed there for me. And then he rose, his resurrection. That's what we are celebrating now, his resurrection. And not just on a particular day of the year. When do we celebrate it? It should be a daily celebration. That's why the sister was saying she can just get into worshiping him. That's when I think about the goodness and what he's done mm-hmm. for me. My heart just cries out automatically.
Exactly.
My heart just mm-hmm. cries. It overtakes my flesh, and my spirit just cries out. Hallelujah. God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. Dina, go ahead and touch on that for me. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just, every day, it's a closer walk with him, and it should be. I mean, we're dying to the flesh every day. We ask God to forgive us. Don't do the same thing over again, even though sometimes we are weak and we fail and we end up doing the same thing again. But we always ask God to forgive us. And every day
Amen.
Should be a closer walk with him. But every day yeah. is a struggle. Because we're still in the flesh, we're still alive, we're still walking on this earth until he
yeah.
calls us home. But until then, we still give him praise, we still give him honor, because he's done everything. He's done so much, from little things to big things. And every day it should be that much thankfulness, gratefulness from our heart, because we have
yeah.
to recognize everything. I mean, the little small things. I mean, I'll think like, wow, I didn't do this, but I did that. Oh, I didn't turn this way. Oh, I turned that way. Oh, why wasn't this done at the one time? Because it was God's timing when it was going to happen. And it's just, and I give the glory to God, because as small as it may be, it was always a purpose. It was a purpose. It was his plan that it had to be like that. So, I mean, we take it for granted. We take it for granted, and we say, oh, well, you know, this happened, or no big deal. But no, it is a big deal. And it's for a reason, and we just have to always be aware where we're at, our surroundings, who we're with, because, I mean, it's the Lord, and it's the Lord drawing us to other people. I saw one lady last week, and I offered myself, you know, to ask her to sit with me for lunch. She said, oh, I'm going to go eat in the car. Well, then I got off, when I did, off the phone to go to lunch. A couple of days later, I ran into her, and I sat with her. And the Lord had already told me that she was distant, she was different. And I sat with her and it turned out to be she was a Christian, but attended a different type of church, and we shared. And then she sort of like her wall went down, her guard went down, because she didn't know me. We would just say hello. And then all of a sudden we turned out to be that we're sisters in the Lord. And it was the Lord telling me, go sit with her, go share with her, go talk with her. And she opened up, and I was like, wow. And that can be anywhere with anybody, but it's the Lord drawing you. You just have to be open and say, okay, Lord, you're instructing me to speak to this person. I'm going to sit down, and it might be uncomfortable at first, but then all of a sudden all the walls come down. And now she'll say, hi, Dina, and it was nice talking to you today when I was leaving that day. And I was like, wow, it was the Lord.
Amen. I just love the way that he works like that, too, because you never know what inside of her spirit she's been struggling with that day. You know, she just may need it to feel a kind word. She just may need it to see that there's somebody else out there that is, you know, that is trusting in the Lord. And when God puts it up on our hearts, and that impression of him is what glows and what just shows, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome because, you know, as when we walk on this Christian walk, it's many times that people will talk the talk and say that they have a label of a Christian, but like you said, are we really in the same thing? Are we really getting the same picture? Are we on the same page? And, you know, maybe she just needed to feel like somebody else was on her page at that time, you know? So you're right. We have to be obedient. We have to be obedient to the Lord. As we look back, and I imagine sometimes, you know, what if I was at the cross? What if I was there and I saw this? And so, you know, when we go into the hospitals and I see people on the cancer wards and I see some of the things that they go through, you know, that just tears my heart out. And, you know, can you imagine that you would give your loved one, that you would allow your loved one to go through half of the things that Jesus went through to save the world, and then the people of the world don't even acknowledge him, won't even acknowledge what he's done, won't even acknowledge or take out the time to say, thank you, Jesus. You know, that's why he meets us. That's why he's called us out here in a time as this. To just say, bring my children back to me, send my word out to them. He said, you know, I can't save anybody. Minister Vine, Minister Dana, I can't save anyone. He said, all you have to do is open up your heart and allow me to speak. Let me talk to my children. I know what they need to hear. I know what needs to, what's going to touch their heart and soften those hard spots in their heart. And I will do the same. Only he can save them. I look back, you know, a lot of people talk up the talk, but at the end, are they really with you? Or will they just leave you out there by yourself? I think about Peter. You know, Peter comes to mind. You know, Peter was cocky, and Peter was just like, I'm here with you. I am here with you. I am here with you. I am here with you. But, you know, as Mary walking towards that tomb that day, I can just imagine her thinking things like, you know, where are all of the people that Jesus saved, that Jesus healed? Where is the 5,000 that Jesus fed? Where are they now? Why did they not speak up? 5,000. Why did someone not speak up? Where are they now? You say it happened for a reason. It has to happen this way. You know, where are the lepers that he healed? Where are the lepers now? Of all the ones that was in the crowd right now, how many had he set free from demonic spirits that would not speak? How many Christians right now today? He's blessing over and over again, but you won't testify and tell nobody what you did. But you're looking down your nose at somebody where you're at now. You know, where were the people, his disciples? Why have so many people abandoned him? It's been filling. You know, as you stand there, you know that he did nothing wrong. You know that he gave his all. You know that he continues to do that for each and every one of us now. How many of us have kids or know someone who's been in the battlefield I don't care which one of the wars. There's so many now, you can pick and choose. But you know someone who's been over there fighting that's made it home safe. But you also know someone who knows someone that knows someone, if it's not you personally, did not return. Or did not return with all of their limbs, did not return with a sound mind. But yet and still, we look around each other, and we'd rather invite you out to the party instead of invite you to the Holy Ghost, because we don't want to tell. We don't want to tell where we've been. We don't want to tell where we are. We don't want to tell the story of what Jesus Christ has said in his own words for us to tell. He said, you don't have to make up a word. I got the word. I'm giving you the word. Here's the word. I leave it. Your basic instructions before leaving earth, your Bible. He said, I'm giving it to you. Will you share? Will you feed my sheep with my word? I gave you the source of the word. I gave you the food. Will you just feed it to them? That's all I'm asking you to do. But it's so hard. There's so many things that get us distracted in life. So many things that just get us off of our way. And it's, you know, we turn on the TV and, you know, it's everywhere you go. It's hard to stay focused. But I can tell you one thing. Even when we think the world is not watching us, they're watching our walk. They are watching our walk. What's that thing?
If we're casting shadows, whether we know it or not, people are watching us, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers. So that's why we have to be careful with everything that we do and say, because whether we like it or not, they're watching us. And they're watching us with hope that we are what we say we are.
That's right.
Because if we let them down, then they're going to go down. So, again, judgment starts in the house of God. So we need to be careful. So where are we if we're not faithful to him? Which house do they stand? That's why they're looking at us, hoping that we'll make it. So if they decide to ask the Lord into their life and their hearts, they're going to say, I want to have what Dina has. I want to have what Ms. Dawn has. I like how they're living. Whatever they have, I want it. Because whether they admit it to us or not, they are looking. And we are casting shadows. So we need to be careful in these last days.
That's how
we are preaching. Without opening our mouth, we're preaching with our testimony, the lifestyle that we have. So we have to end the way that we talk, we walk, and we dress.
So how do we're flesh, that, you know, our spirit is still covered in these flesh for the time that we're serving. How do we get there? How do we not continue to fall backwards? How do we continue to go forward?
I believe that we have to humble ourselves. If we really mean to, like, if we mean business with God, God's going to mean business with us. So the key to me, to how I learned and I've come to, is I had to humble myself. I had to say more of him and less of me. And I just had to die to the flesh and humble, and humbleness. Because when I witness to other people, they're not there yet because it hasn't been their time. Even though, like you said, a lot of things are there for them to already get plugged into God, but they're fighting it. But until they're not ready yet, and they have to, like, finally let them hit rock bottom. But we need to pray for them, because they don't realize that what they need is Jesus. That's all. I mean, it's so much. They don't see how much you can give them to replace the emptiness that they have.
Exactly.
It's in the name of Jesus. But until then, and we just have to keep praying for them and, you know, hoping that we can lift them up when they're down and hurt, because they're not there yet. So I guess stop looking back. But as Christians, we need to look back, because then we need to find out. We need to remember where we came from and where he took us out of. We cannot get haughty. We have to remain humble and say, okay, I didn't do this. God did this. And I think that's how we have to do it, humbleness, humility.
And you said the biggest thing is just dying to the flesh. We have to crucify the flesh.
Your daily battle.
Crucify the flesh to get to where you want to do. And you have to begin somewhere. So many times that we get pushed down and knocked down by each other's, by our words. And if we fall backwards, we religion gets so caught up on us that we forget. Look out and try to help our brothers and sisters. And you just said it, we must continue to pray for each other, because as much as we hear different people behind different pulpits or out in the streets talk about, you know, and you're going to hell and the brimstone and the fire of the hell, is all true. But it's the love of God that compels a man to him. It's the love that they see in our spirit that run to us saying, you know, what is it is about you? It's something different about you. It's the love of God that says, what do I need to be where you're at? I want that spirit. I want that whatever's inside of you. Sometimes they say, I don't even know what it is, but, you know, I'm a firm believer, though, Dana, that we shouldn't have to run around telling everybody that I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. because, you know, my life that I live mm-hmm. is my Bible. And so it's been mm-hmm. read daily basis. It's been read. And it's my life. Mm-hmm. They should come to me. They should see your glow. They should see something different about you. They should be mm-hmm. glad to see, to feel your presence walk in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, here's Dana again. Oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. here's Minnesota. She's going to bang me with this Bible mm-hmm. again. I want to see, you know, God in your life. He knows all about you. And we have to represent mm-hmm. that part of Christ. We got to be that part of Christ if we expect to bring somebody to his life, you know. And this time of year is just an excellent time just to get some clear understanding of what resurrection is about. You know, people know about Easter, most people. So it's a good time to kind of take it from there and just start talking about it. You know, I know when I was a kid, Easter was just, it was a chance to wear new clothes to church, you know, or it was time to learn your little Easter parts, and you get up there and you do the little plays. And you know, and I really enjoyed the part when it was time to go after church, usually in between our morning service and our night service, we would all get together and go and find the eggs. That was just a big deal. I enjoyed that every year. And we could take that now, because so many people is just still stuck, just right there. That's all they do. You know, they just mm-hmm. stuck on their outfit. They stuck on getting the eggs together for the kids, and people who never go, they're going to go on Easter, most of them, you know. But they never thought about how to rejoice for what Jesus has done for them. You know, they never taught on your feet and start praising God and thanking Jesus for dying on that cross, thanking God for raising him from the dead. For what? What reason? For sin. For our sins, mm-hmm. our sins would not save us eternally from our Creator. So he loved us that much that he came of himself and as a bridge extended his arm to us to, you have a way back home, child. I know you were lost with sin, has covered your pathway to get back to me, but here you are. Here's your map, and I invite you to come back home. Come back home. Mm-hmm. So many people are so confused about the whole Easter thing that they never get a chance to hear from us as Christians what it's truly about. And this is our time. This is our time. How was Easter in your home when you was growing up?
Mm-hmm. As I was growing up, the same, the Easter, the bunnies, because I didn't come to know the Lord until I was already a single parent, so it was the same, you know, the picnics and the parks. And as a matter of fact, I didn't know anything about what the Easter stood for, really. I mean, I might have heard it, but it really didn't do anything for me. I didn't think nothing of it. If I did hear that Jesus had died, or resurrected. It didn't do anything for me. I wasn't brought up that. I was brought up as a Catholic, and everything was away from Jesus. Nothing about God, really. Christmas, mm-hmm. Easter. I mean, everything was just for the world. Then I came to know the Lord, and then it was different, you know. We get together now as a family and everything, and we celebrate his life, the resurrection. And then those three crosses, what I had in my heart recently is that one of the crosses, the sinner, he died in sin, the other one died from sin, and of course Jesus died for sin, so we can be forgiven. And now I know the truth, and now I'll make sure not my children know, but my grandchildren know, and now it's all about him. And this is, I mean, Christmas, yes, it's good because he was born, he was given to us, but in the resurrection, that's where the power is at, because Amen. He rose back. He rose. He died, but he rose. And when I'm witnessing other people, whoever their gods are, nobody can say that their God arose. Only Jesus did, and he did it for all of us, whether they admit it or not. And that's where the power is at. So I think this is a bigger celebration ever.
Very important what you just said, that, you know, it's babies born in hospitals all around the world and homes and bathrooms. Babies are born every day. But how many people mm-hmm. can we say actually died and was resurrected? He's the only one. See, Buddha, mm-hmm. we know where he's at right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's grave. Mm-hmm. Muhammad, I know where Muhammad is at. He's still in a grave. Whoever exactly. Joseph Smith and whoever it is that we have to come here in a grave, their bodies is back to the dust. But Jesus Christ is actually resurrected. You know, and he sure loved me so much that he said, you know what, because of sin that you got yourself into, I have a bridge. I'm inviting you back to me for eternity. He said, now you're going to have to die. You're going to have to die only once. Every man that is born is going to die. He said, but I won't even take the sting out of death for you. That's how much love I got for you. I'm going to go ahead and show you that it's okay. Even though you die, and I don't care what your situation is and how you die, even though you die, I'm going to show you that it's okay. So he came back and showed himself to make sure that we know it's okay. That's what a good father does. That's what he does. He shows you by example. He sets the example for you. You know, people say, well, okay, now it's this God. You know, Jesus is just he's just a spirit that's always there. He's never been here. They can't understand the fact that, but no, he walked this earth. He walked. Mm-hmm. He talked with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of Muslims say, well, he really didn't die. They said he was just unconscious. And then he came back too. And, you know, they don't have an explanation on how the stone was rolled away. But, you know, they said, you know, he really didn't die. Mm-hmm. Because they can't understand it. He, on that cross, he could have did like Peter and denied God. He could have did so many things, but he said, this is what my purpose was for.
Mm-hmm.
He died and he's resurrected for us. And I just thank him for that. That's where our salvation comes in from. We just thank him for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes us determine that we're going to have miraculous faith, because I can't turn back. There's no turning back. There's no turning back, you know. Christ has victory in my spirit. He has victory over my soul. Because he conquered not just death, he conquered hell. He conquered the grave. He opened all of the doors for all of us to see that we have real access to the Father. And even right now, he's sitting, and just on my behalf, he's still lifting up my name on my behalf to the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I know that we're going to miss people and we go through all kind of different changes, but this is not our home. And sometimes we get too comfortable here. This is not our home. We're just visitors here. We got somewhere to go. We got somewhere to go. You know, as we close tonight, I just want to think of anyone that you know that may need prayer. And I just want you to just say a little prayer right here, and then I'm going to do an invitation to anyone around the world. The show goes nationwide. And I see you out there in the chat rooms, and God bless you, and thank God I'm good at micromanaging, so I'm typing back to my people in the chat room as we speak, and I'm getting a lot of amens and a lot of God is so good, and someone said I'm just crying. Think about the Spirit of the Lord and what he's done for me. Amen, brother. God bless you out there in Minnesota. God bless you all. We're going to ask Sister Dina to come and pray with us in the closing. And then we're going to do the invitation to prayer. And before she prays, I just want to call out a couple people's names that I just ask for us all. If you are a prayer warrior, wherever you're at, I ask you now to turn up the fire. Turn up the fire and let's pray hard. All this weekend, let's remember to pray the fire. Let's pray for our country. Turn up the fire. Let's pray for that neighbor of yours that you're ignoring because they're a nuisance maybe. Or I feel like someone is just like, I just trying to pray them away from me, but they're not seeming to go anywhere. I'm asking you now to turn that thing around because I see God is showing you that he is not moving that person out of your life because he wants you to pray for that person, and you're going to see a change in their life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know who that goes to, whoever it is, God, receive it in the name of Jesus. I ask blessings, dear Father, over my mother, dear Father, Miss Annika Harwell. Bless our heart. Bless my sisters and brothers. Bless my kids and grandkids. And then I ask you, dear Father, to bless all the sick and the shut-in. I call out prayer tonight for all of the ones that are lonely, and no one is ever going around to see them, and they're feeble in their mind, and so someone has pushed them to the side, but I know that you still see them, God, so I ask prayer for each and every one of them. And then I ask you all to please pray with me as we pray for all ministers, teachers, leaders, evangelists, prophets, whoever it is, that is really going beyond the religious bound and really coming into the Spirit of God of being obedient and really trying to live a Christian life. Let's pray for our sisters and brothers, okay? Amen. All right, Sister Dina, do you have on your heart? Let's say your prayer, please.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy Father, we just come before your throne, my Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise, my Holy Father. Oh, my Holy Father, I praise you and I thank you for tonight, Lord God, for allowing me to speak with my sister, Ms. Vaughn, Lord God, that you would just use us for your honor and your glory and all the other ministers, teachers, preachers, prophets, apostles, everyone, Lord God, that you have called, Lord God, by your name, Holy Father, that because of the times that we're going through, Lord God, and what we're celebrating in your life, Heavenly Father, that you've resurrected again for us, Lord God. Oh, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord God, that you would give us opportunities, Lord God, to always lift up your name, my Heavenly Father, to everyone that you put in our way, my Heavenly Father. Renew our minds, Heavenly Father. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord God, to just bow the knee, my Heavenly Father, and cry unto you, Abba, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for anyone in need right now. We lift them up unto you, our neighbors, our loved lost ones, my Heavenly Father, our co-workers, Lord God, our everyone that you put in and that we need to minister, Lord God, that you quicken us, Heavenly Father. Yes, because that Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if that Holy Spirit dwells in us, Lord God, that too will quicken us, Lord God, to always be obedient to you and use us for your honor and your glory. And we thank you again for the celebration of life, Lord God, that we have given each and every one of us, Lord God, that we would just, we are your hand extended, Lord God, that we would be there, Lord God, in the best, in the times that you would want us to open our mouth, that you would fill it, Lord God, with your precious word, Lord God. And again, I thank you for tonight, Lord God, that we would be a blessing unto you, Lord God. We praise you, we glorify your holy name for who you are, Lord God, that you would always, Holy Father, be there in the midst of us, Lord God, like you are right now, Lord God. Be with all my brothers and sisters that are listening, Lord God. And I thank you again, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. Everything is in your hands, Heavenly Father. And we glorify you for it, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And amen. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would just like to take this opportunity to just introduce you to the greatest friend that you'll ever have. Just simply open up your heart and let these words be your guide. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you were sent by the Father to die on the cross for me. And Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross, and I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ according to 2 Corinthians 5:7. Make sure you get into a Bible teaching church. You can contact me, Evangelist Von Dimmons, at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Our broadcast is over tonight, and I will see you tomorrow, same time. You do your best to be good. God is going to do his on you. We love you, Dina. We'll see you tomorrow night. If possible, if not, join in any time. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, good night.
Good night, sis. Bye-bye.